are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Learning to accept and grow from criticism is essential for personal and spiritual development. It can be challenging, but with the high approach, boys can transform feedback into a powerful tool for growth. Today, we'll explore biblical principles with grace and maturity. Join us as we delve into how this skill can shape young men into resilient and Christ-centered individuals. We are joined on the line by Brother Mwai, who's going to be helping us unpack this one. Brother Mwai, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thank you once again for coming through to speak to us. Before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Oh, definitely. Let's bow our heads and pray. We come before your throne, our Heavenly Father, with thanksgiving in our hearts. Indeed, what a privilege, what an opportunity to come before your throne. And this morning, you've given us this chance to unpack this brilliant conversation regarding criticism and how we can make the most out of it. Be with us, and may your spirit guide, because we know spiritual things are spiritually discerned, and do not leave us alone. Help us through and through. At the end of the day, it's our desire that we should do your will and that we should be brought closer to you and prepare for your soon coming. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much once again. So how can our boys now learn to differentiate between constructive criticism and negative feedback?
That's a brilliant question. You know, as I was wrapping my head around this topic, mm-hmm. My mind was really focused on what does the Bible say? What does the Bible say about this topic? Mm-hmm. And I stumbled upon James chapter 4, verse 11-12, mm-hmm. which says, "Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. Mm-hmm. If thou art judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. Therefore, one lawgiver who is able to serve and destroy, who art thou judgest another." Mm-hmm. I wanted to pick it up from King James first, so that we understand the depth and the gravity of the matter. Mm. But for the sake of our listeners this morning, I want to read the same verse from New Living Translation and hear the simpler English, that, how it's coming across. It says, "Don't speak evil against each other, dear brothers and sisters. If you criticize and judge each other, then you are criticizing and judging God's law. But your job is to obey the law, not to judge whether it applies to you. Mm. God alone who gave the law is the judge. Mm. He alone has the power to serve or destroy. Mm-hmm. So what rights do you have to judge your neighbor?" So with that, then my mind was taken away to say that what can we pick from this? So we see that the Bible advises that there is a certain amount of self-criticism, mm-hmm. that can be healthy, and that encourages personal growth and spiritual growth. However, it warns us against unproductive criticism that leads to self-doubt, anxiety, and it diminishes self-growth. Instead, it just promotes self-reflection. But rather, we need to look into this thing from a more Christ-like lesson. So you see, the Bible here is condemning unjust criticism and the harm that it causes. Mm-hmm. It cautions that words that are wielded carelessly can hit like a weapon, and insist that, you know, we must control our tongues. On Monday, we spoke about fathers not provoking their children to sin. So it offers warning against bearing false witness, spreading gossip, or speaking maliciously about others. And moreover, we see here that it instructs believers to call out and resist unjust criticism, whereby it promotes a culture of respect, fairness, and love over judging others. So mm-hmm. for boys, if someone is and you know, this is the part where we need the Holy Spirit to guide us. So some people might come out right just to, you know, to lash out their own self thoughts or self opinions about what they think about life, or maybe the things that they've gone through. And we see it clearly that there is a place for constructive criticism, but at the very same time, the Bible has spoken clearly against judging others. And mark the words, judging others maliciously.
Yeah. So looking at, we know that, you know, humility plays a huge role in most of the things, you know, that we, principles of life and et cetera. So what role does it play now when it comes to receiving and responding that criticism, you know, and how can our boys now cultivate that virtue?
There are a couple of texts which it's very interesting to see that the Bible has given for us to really wrap our heads around. The first that comes to mind is 2 Timothy 3:16, which says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine," and mark the next thing, "for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." And Proverbs 15, verse 31, it says, "The ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise." And Proverbs 27, verse 6, it says, "Faithful are the words of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceit." Now, the one that I like the most is Hebrews 10, verse 24. There is a place for us to provoke each other, but listen to what the Bible says. It says, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good work." And when I looked at that, again, you bear with me. When I'm studying scripture, I want to compare versions and see the meaning behind that. So let's try Hebrews 10, verse 24 again from the New Living Translation. Listen to what NLT says. Verse 24, it says, "Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good ways." So if I am coming to you and I am talking to you and I am bringing this issue up, what should be at the bottom of my heart? What should be at the center? What should be the motive for what I'm doing is to motivate this friend that I'm talking to acts of love and good work.
Yeah,
it doesn't get any better than that, and you'll see that with that in mind, then if I am coming to you, or if I am coming to someone with some feedback, I will use the word feedback here, with some feedback, and in my mind I have cultivated that kind of thinking, you will see that the communication or the conversation we will go on very well.
And
the one that I liked the most, which also added to this, is Ephesians 4:19, which says that, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers."
Yeah.
So whatever I am saying must minister grace to those that are listening to. So whether it being negative feedback, whether it being positive feedback, whether it being a reproof, whether it being a reproach, whether it being a correction of wrong, but the goal is that what I'm saying should not be corrupt, and that what I'm saying should be used to edify and minister grace to the person who is listening.
So when our boys now are studying the Bible, they are reading, which character can they refer to? Who was able to handle criticism very well?
one that comes very close to my heart is King David.
Okay.
You think of King David as a man after God's own heart?
Yes.
And King David had his also fair share of mistakes.
Yes.
And every time King David was confronted or was approached, you can see the reflections of his heart through the book of Psalms, where he pulls out his heart, he reflects on what has been brought up, he repents, he seeks God, and he seeks righteousness. He wants to be a better person. He wants to rise above the mistake that he made. And for me, that comes out very clearly as a very perfect model. And the sharp contrast to these two kings is when you just flip back and look at the life of King Saul, where regardless of the amount of advice that was given to him, it was as if every feedback that was given to him was actually getting him deeper and deeper and deeper into apostasy. So one of the perfect books that can help a boy child in reflecting on his life as he's growing, as he's becoming a man, as he's reviewing at life at a journal, is to just look at the reflections of King David in the book of Psalm on how he handled this process himself. And when you go into the book of Proverbs also, there is also a lot of counsel, a lot of advice on how these things can be practically handled.
So as parents now, how can we mentor and teach our children in to view criticism as an opportunity for growth rather than a personal attack? Because sometimes it can be like, yo, I'm being attacked here.
So first of all is... You've heard Proverbs 27 verse 17, which says, "Iron sharpeth iron."
Yes.
So a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. You cannot sharpen iron with clay. So as parents, it goes back to the conversation we had on Monday that, as parents, We have been put on the spotlight in our homes, whereby we become the role models of what is possible and what is not possible in the eyes of our children. So as parents, we should ask ourselves to say, how do we handle criticisms ourselves? Or how do we handle feedback ourselves? And I remember the other day I was going out for a date with my daughter. And you know the way she was putting on something, and she said, "Dad, I'm not going out with you looking like that." Then I said, "What do you mean, young lady?" And this is a 7-year-old child. She says, No, you look too odd." So I said, so for a moment, I actually gave her a chance to say, "Okay, fine. Anaya, go in the wardrobe and choose what you would want me to wear." So she struggled and finally said, "Okay, I think this is what you should wear, and this is what you should wear." I obliged and listened to this young lady and put on the clothes that she thought were going to fit our date night. But that gave me an opportunity later on when we came home to actually give her also my perspective on how she should dress and how she should behave herself and how she should conduct herself and all these things. And because, you know, there was this kind of exchange between us, it was far much easier for us to have this conversation in a more constructive manner, other than being in a situation where I say, "I am your father, you have to listen to me." You see, that kind of parenting might have worked for our parents back in the days. But we are living in an era where I think the words of Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18, "Come, let us reason together," has become very practical to our children. So, to be honest, there are no two ways about it. Number one, we have to be a living testimony. If our kids see us So how we deal with reproach and we deal with feedback, they will learn a thing or two from us. And secondly, we have to reason with them, because it's a process of us reasoning with them so that these values can be transferred to them as well.
I love that there, so that they also learn, you know, and also reflect from what us as parents we are teaching them. So any closing remarks regarding this one of or boys handling criticism as we close? And after that, please do close with a word of prayer.
No, I have Proverbs 9 verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take it in King James Version and also take it in NLT. It says, reprove not a scorner, lest he hates thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. So listen to what Proverbs 9 verse 8 says. I'm going to take it in NLT. And it's interesting how the Bible has provided so much wisdom and so much counsel on this matter. Listen, the Bible says, don't bother correcting mockers. They will only hate you, but correct the wise and they will love you.
Yeah.
Instruct the wise and they will be even wiser. Teach the righteous and they will learn even more. And this is the part which I like the most. Fear the Lord in the foundation. The fear of the Lord is the foundation of wisdom. Knowledge from the Holy One results in good judgment. Wisdom will multiply your days and add your years to your life. If you become wise, you become one to benefit. If you scorn wisdom, you will be one to suffer. I pray I've extended it from verse 9 up to 11. That's Proverbs chapter 9, verse 9 up to 11. I would want us to reflect on these words as we close this program today. Let us bow our heads and pray. Father God, thank you for giving us this time and for giving us a chance to deliberate on this important subject. You've created us as social beings, and indeed, in your wisdom, you notice that it is not good for man to be alone. And it is through these social interactions that you've created that the family has been built. The family was your design. And when you created Adam and Eve, you instructed them to be fruitful and multiply. And that means having children is your design. And you told the children of Israel to not let these words depart from their mouth, but to kick their children in the morning, in the evening, when they're sitting down, when they're eating. And it is a responsibility that we have up to now as people. We are very much aware of the attack that the devil has targeted towards the family unit. And to be honest, parenting has become a problem. No wonder. We thought it wise to put it in the commandments, instructing young people, instructing children to honor their father and mother. You've said that this is the only commandment which has a promise. So you see, Lord, in the course of living this life, there comes a time when, as elderly people, or as parents, or as friends, or as peers, we have to talk to one another, instruct one another, correct one another, and help each other in the path of righteousness. I pray that as a people, when we are doing these things, we should do it in love with instruction from you, so that we can provoke each other to love and towards good work. May you remove the hearts of stubbornness in homes, in families, in places of work, and in everywhere where we go, so that indeed the good atmosphere of brotherly love can exist. We pray for all this, trusting and believing in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen.
Amen and amen. Brother Moy, thank you so much for coming through, being with us. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you very much.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed.